afternoon. Welcome back. 5:37, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. That's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Hour number three well underway. And now we bring on Robert Knight, senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a columnist here for the Washington Times. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm fine, Andy. How are you doing on this spring day?
Yeah, I'm doing great, doing great. Hey, I loved it. Lying because it works. That is so true. You say this year's election, a battle between truth and lies, and I don't think you're kidding.
No, I put the blame on the media mainly because politicians are going to lie if they can get away with it. Not all of them. I think some of them have scruples. But by and large, if they get caught in a contradiction, the media role should be to point it out and have them own up to it. But they have a double standard. When it's a liberal who's caught lying or doing something, they cover up. And I use two examples, recent examples. Foster Freeze, who is a friend of mine, and he's a top advisor to Rick Santorum, and Foster's a philanthropist, was being interviewed by Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC, and this was in the height of that contraceptive controversy with the Catholic Church and Obamacare. And Foster asked, you know, Rick Santorum has stances on national security and the economy, and we never talk about that. You just want to talk about sex. And then he cracked a joke. He said, you know, in my day, and I'm paraphrasing, well, I don't have to paraphrase. I got it right here if you want me to read it. You know, back in my day, they'd use bear aspirin for contraceptives. The gals put it between their knees, and it wasn't that costly. And then he chuckled, as he usually does, and she was taken aback. And after that, Santorum had to defend this for 2 days. The media went nuts over it. And the way they portrayed it was that it was somehow proof that a major backer, Santorum, believed that aspirin was an actual contraceptive that women used at one point.
Yeah.
You know, that's what threw me, that they... You know, later in articles, way down below, to admit it was a joke, but not up front. To the casual reader, Foster Freeze thinks aspirin is a contraceptive.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because they actually had to explain it. Some of the left actually had to say, well, as it turns out, he was joking. That was a joke. So, excuse me, that joke's been around for 100 years. And you folks
heard
just heard
years
it?
Ago.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I contrast this with how they make a joke out of a serious statement if it covers for a Democrat, like Bev Perdue, the North Carolina governor, who was caught telling a Rotary Club group, quote, I think we ought to suspend perhaps elections for Congress for 2 years and just tell them we won't hold it against them, whatever decisions they make, to just let them help this country recover. That was back in September. And the headlines were Perdue joking,
right,
you know, about suspending elections, and they gave her the benefit of the doubt. One lead in USA Today was North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue joking when she suggested holding off on elections for Congress. Can you imagine them giving that kind of benefit of the doubt to a Republican?
No, of course not.
I don't think so.
Of course not. And if you watch that video, she was dead serious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. I recommend it to anyone who
doesn't
believe that this woman was capable of saying that. And boy, by the way, this is the same woman who, when North Carolina last year passed a voter ID law, photo ID, she vetoed it.
Yep.
So she has this thing about elections. She either doesn't want to hold them or doesn't want to hold people accountable for being who they say they are when they vote.
Yeah. And what about Santorum? You know, he makes a reference to Satan in a speech years ago, and the left just skewers him over this.
Yeah, that was back in 2008. He was talking to Ave Maria University in Florida, and he was talking about Satan being the father of lies. And, of course, Jesus Christ says that in the New Testament. But you'd think Santorum had just invented it yesterday, and he just said it yesterday, and that he'd said it as part of his campaign. The impression was that he was running around being a preacher, and it's really scary how the media can create these impressions based on something from 4 years ago, totally in another context. And by the way, what's wrong with just matter-of-factly stating that, Satan is the father of lies?
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the New Testament,
yeah,
which a majority of Americans say they believe is the Word of God.
But you know what's so funny about all of this religious talk is that for some reason the left treats it like kryptonite. You know, it's dangerous. It's poison. Yesterday, I don't know if you watched the exchange between David Gregory and Rick Santorum on Meet the Press. Gregory was, I mean, he was upset with Santorum over his religious speak over the past few years, and he was ripping on Santorum about it. And, I mean, I was embarrassed for Santorum.
Well, it's that double standard again, Andy, because Barack Obama has peppered speeches with religious talk. He justified his liberal policies at a recent prayer breakfast, citing the Bible and you know... I remember in the campaign in 2008, he actually said that Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount made it clear that he would have backed gay civil unions. I mean, that's the lesson he drew from that. I'm thinking, okay, where's the media now?
Yeah.
Religious talk gets kind of scary.
Yeah.
They didn't find that scary at all. That was fine.
Yeah. You mentioned Saul Alinsky in your piece, and I had to laugh out loud because I knew where you were going with it. It's this whole, if lies work better than the truth, then use it.
Yeah. You know, if you open a copy of Rules for Radicals, and Saul Alinsky really was the mentor, Obama was only seven, I guess, when Alinsky died, but he had an institute in Chicago, and Obama was there at the institute.
Sure.
And also Hillary Clinton did her thesis on Saul Alinsky, and his whole thing was he's the ultimate community organizer. And in the beginning of his book, Rules for Radicals, he said, quote, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. Can you imagine in your acknowledgements dedicating your book to Lucifer?
No.
Well, Lucifer, according to Jesus in the Bible, is the father of lies. He's Satan.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking... This isn't the kind of guy you want to emulate,
unless
you're a follower of Saul Alinsky, I guess.
Yeah. You have been the victim of lies in the past. You mentioned this one encounter years ago with the ACLU. Tell the story, will you?
Yeah, I was debating library internet filters. I think the way they portrayed it was at the University of Tennessee, and it was a top official. I'm not going to bring up his name because... I don't feel like drawing him into it, but he's right at the top of the ACLU, and he was calling it censorship, and I was saying, no, it's reasonable protection against kids being exposed to internet pornography. And I brought up that, you know, a library tried to initiate this, and the ACLU sued them, and it was a Florida case. And this ACLU guy looked over at me and said, oh, it's just astounding, Mr. Knight, that everything you say is a lie, including the words and, if, and but. And the students were howling, you know, and afterwards, after the debate, I'm riding in a student's car with him, and we're headed to dinner, and I said, hey, you know I told the truth about that. I laid out the case, and he goes, yeah, but, it worked, didn't it? Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
I thought, my gosh. He's openly saying, I'll lie if I have to, to win the debate.
Yep, true,
and
true.
There's the left for you. If you're not grounded in God's principles of truth and honesty, and you know you have to have an accounting to a bigger audience than the electorate out there, you have to, eventually you're going to be giving an account to God. You tend to be more truthful. I'm not saying people who are on the right side of the spectrum don't lie now and then, but at least they know it's a sin.
That's true.
They rise to the level of hypocrisy, at least. You know?
Well, Bob, always great to talk to you. Folks, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times, Lying Because It Works. It's on page B1. You can't miss it. My guest has been Robert Knight. Good to talk to you again, Bob. We'll talk again.
Okay, always good to talk to you, Andy.
See you later. Bye-bye. Just great read. If you get the chance, pick it up today in the Washington Times.